Hello, and welcome to episode number 13 of the Digidev Podcast. Today is Friday, July the 12th, 2013. My name is Xavier Voidhill, and joining me today, as ever, is my good friend, Christopher Steinberg.
Yo. Are we good friends? Is that a thing?
We're friends for the microphone. Not much else.
For the mic! That sounds amazing!
Well...
That's like how Havoc is friends with... Oh, the other one.
The other thing that Havoc is friends
Sorry,
with.
I was making a rap reference.
You're trying to make the podcast into some kind of drab display of...
No, not drab again.
This podcast is never drab. And if you are listening, or if you're an avid listener to the show, or subscribe to us on iTunes, or your favourite podcatcher, which you could be, then you would know that we've already done an episode this week, and that was on Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Best thing ever.
Yeah, so that show was our triumphant return from being away for an extended period of time yet again. So, Chris jokingly promised we would now do two podcasts a week.
And we did!
Your dream has come true.
I wasn't joking.
So, there's not really much... Well, normally we talk about the week in consumer technology and the world in general. And culture.
Culture, yeah.
But we talked about everything on Tuesday, you may think. But then, of course, Nokia had their event where they unveiled their hashtag Zoom Reinvented event.
Ew, is that what they... That's horrible.
Yeah. With 41 million reasons to zoom in, what could that reference? I don't know. But yes, Nokia...
You're a bit stupid then, aren't you?
Nokia had an event in New York yesterday where they unveiled the Lumia 1020 after a plethora of leaks over the last few weeks.
Are we saying plethora now?
Plethora is one of my favourite words.
Really?
I try and work it into every article I ever write where there's something that could possibly be described as a plethora.
Oh. I'm sorry.
And I just realised I'm waving my hands about loads as I'm talking to you.
We're not on video.
I know. But do you
my internet
to...
speeds are too shit.
Do you listen to the prompt?
No.
Okay, well, it's a podcast from 5x5 with Mike Hurley, Federico Vitici, and Stephen Hackett. And in episode 3, they were just talking all about them, or how they gestured, even though they were just on audio calls. And it was weird. I don't know where I was going with that, really.
That didn't...
Just a bit of an
irrelevant
tangent.
Absolutely nowhere.
But something that's not an irrelevant tangent is the Lumia 1020. Now...
that was terrible.
Coming so soon after the Lumia 925, which launched just this last couple of weeks in the UK and is launching next week, I think, on T-Mobile in the USA?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, people thought it was a bit weird for Nokia to be bringing out another flagship. Even though this is the one with the camera, which we shall get into further details about later. Now, it's emerged that this phone, Nokia's not positioning it really as a flagship, more a phone that's above the flagship.
That makes no sense.
Well, if you think...
Literally, that isn't a real thing.
With the Lumia line, the flagships have always been the 9XX devices. 900,
they're just lying to
920,
you, 925, 928. I'm sorry, I don't want to break it to you.
But now, the phone codenamed EOS is the 1020, which, while being a horrible name that breaks Nokia's trend of having three digits for everything...
Was that a trend, like, really? I imagine they'd eventually run into this problem.
Shortly before they announced their first Windows phones, they said that their phone naming system from that point forwards...
Then they flopped.
So, yeah, it's hard to know what to call this device. There are rumours that it was going to be called the Lumia 909 as a nod to the 808. But of course you need to make it sound superior to the existing...
Yeah, because 909 is less than 925.
However, it seems that the name change to 1020 was quite late, as at the event many people found that in the phone's about page it said that the phone was actually a Nokia 909.
Wow.
So, I guess with final software, we'll see that rectified. But 1020 is the name. And a bit about price. It's launching on as an AT&T exclusive in America.
Really?
Yet again.
Why have an exclusive? That's so stupid.
Well, there's something we need to touch on regarding that AT&T exclusivity later. And while the 920 launched at $99.99 on contract, the 1020, $299.99.
Yeah, but that will drop in like 5 minutes.
Now, many people, critics of Nokia and AT&T and everyone, have jumped and said that the phone is dead on arrival. No one's going to pay $300 for a smartphone. Well, obviously, they don't know how iPhones work. Because the 32GB iPhone 5 is also $299.99 on an AT&T contract. The 32GB Galaxy S4 is also, I believe. And the HTC One... No, the HTC One is $200 on those 32GB, I think. But the 1020 at $299.99 is indeed a 32GB model. And it also comes with the SkyDrive storage and... No expandability via microSD, contrary to many rumours.
Does anyone actually do that, though?
Expandability via microSD?
No, as in actually expand their things.
Well, I can imagine with a phone
like,
such...
Like, the everyman does not.
A really phone such as this, it could be very useful because you're taking such high-resolution images.
Hmm.
So, spec-wise, it has a... 1.5 GHz Snapdragon MSM 8960.
What does that mean?
That's dual core S4. I believe. Then 1280x768 AMOLED Pure Motion HD Plus display over 4.5 inches. So pretty much the same screen as in the 925 and the 928. It can record. Well, it's running Windows Phone 8, as you'd expect. It's got LTE and all those usual things you'd expect from a phone. Like a screen and three buttons at the bottom, and a volume rocker and a two-stage camera button. It's also got a 2000 mAh battery. And the main body of the phone is 10.4 mm, making it thinner and lighter than the Lumia 920. Despite the camera hump.
Well, even including the camera hump, it's still thinner.
Okay, I think it's thicker around the camera hump because there's so much stuff in there.
Mm.
Which, again, is obviously the main selling point of the phone. But, yeah, there's also... Well, it's thicker, marginally thicker by a millimetre or two than the 925. But, yeah, it's one of Nokia's thinnest polycarbonate Lumias yet. It's available in black, white, and yellow.
Okay.
With two matching cases. So, should we start talking about the camera part?
Yeah, well, that's the only interesting bit.
I would beg to differ, but anyway. The big thing that they're selling, obviously, is it's a 41-megapixel active sensor. And I've noticed many people... Like with the 808, but even more so now that they've got a chance to knock Windows Phone as well, are saying that 41 megapixels, the size of your thumb, isn't much at all. And it's pointless. However, the sensor is smaller than the 808, which had...
Really?
Yes, the 808 had 1.4 micron pixels. The 1020 has 1.12, so it's more... a conventional size pixel on the sensor. Where Nokia are saying it performs better than the 808 is it's backside illuminated as opposed to front side. Six lenses, including one that is Gorilla Glass 3 to protect.
Wait, everything. Gorilla Glass 3? Is that even out?
Yeah, it was announced at CES. Like Gorilla Glass 2, but with 100% more gorillas and the other things that you get in Gorilla Glass that make it thinner and stronger. Then it's also got a Xenon flash and optical image stabilization and an f2.2 lens. Now, I'm not really someone that knows about cameras at all. I don't even know what a picture is. But all that sounds impressive, and I definitely trust people who do know about cameras who are saying this is good, and having seen some images taken with it, I can tell that this phone is incredibly impressive. Now, like the 808, you can take images at 38 or 36 megapixels. But the ideal use of the camera is where it condenses 7 pixels from the main sensor into 1 pixel in a 5 megapixel image. Which is making things incredibly sharp. And Nokia kept pushing that you can see details in photos that you can't even see with your eyes. Which is a bit of it's a bit of a dubious claim, but I can see where they're coming from. They had a demo in the event where they took a picture of a haystack, zoomed in, and there was the needle.
Really? Okay, that's quite nice. I like that.
And they had a picture of a baseball as well, where you would zoom in, and then you could see all the little fibres and bits of dirt sticking out of the baseball. And it's really a phenomenal technology that is miles ahead of any other camera in a smartphone. Yes?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So, what Nokia have continued to do, and where another area where it differs from the 808 camera, is that with the 808, you'd either shoot the high-resolution image or the condensed, oversampled image. Or, of course, the condensed image with loads of zoom. What the 1020 does is, with Nokia's new suite of camera software, which we will get onto later.
Oh, yeah.
You can, by default, it'll shoot 38 megapixels and 5 megapixel oversample. Then, since it saves both of them, if you want to share it, it'll do the 5 megapixel one. If you want to crop it or recrop or just edit it, then it'll save the original high resolution image. Then you crop it, or twist it, or whatever you want to do to make just a small bit of it, a photo, then it'll save that as well, and it keeps the the full resolution image there. So you can keep doing that to your pictures, so you can get, theoretically, any picture you want from your large image. You can, of course, disable the capture of high resolution images, if that's just something you're not interested in. But then, why are you getting a phone with a 41 megapixel camera? That's the question I find myself asking. But, yeah, so, it will definitely something. I don't know what I'm saying. You carry on.
I have no idea. It's a big camera. It's still Windows phone. That's the problem. It's still Windows. If this was an Android phone, everybody would be like, semen would be everywhere. But it's Windows Phone 8, and so it's still useless.
Well, as you
for know, most people.
As you know, I am one of the crazy people who still uses a Windows phone.
Who knows why?
Well, I'm 15 months along the road with my contract, and I've been debating recently, do I, when my upgrade comes along, do I go for
Nexus, Xavier, you know.
Do I go for a Nexus, do I go for an iPhone, do I go for
the Moto X?
The Moto X, or do I even go for a Lumia 1020? Now, there is
not the 1020.
There's no doubt in my mind I'm going to go for the 1020. This phone is my next. Okay. Let me explain.
I'll bludgeon you to death with the camera hump, Xavier, if you buy it.
Okay. I've been thinking for a while now of getting myself a decent camera. So, one that can take...
But why? You don't take pictures of anything important.
But I want to.
Exactly. Nobody does. Nobody needs that, unless you're a full photographer, in which case you'll buy a good camera.
But I'm also interested in staying with Windows Phone and getting a new Lumia anyway.
No, you don't. You don't really want that, Debbie. The amount you complain about your phone is so much higher than how much I do.
My complaints about my phone generally revolve around Windows Phone 7 not getting stuff.
And but even Windows Phone 8, you complain about not having apps.
Vine is coming to Windows Phone 8.
No, shut up, sir. Shut up.
You don't use Twitter, so you don't know what the full extent of how Vine has changed humanity for the better.
It does not in any way.
You just spend one day on Twitter and you'll find...
I do. There's all kinds of crap on my Facebook feed, which is just Vines. And they're mostly black people mocking white people hilariously.
Well, it's all about the Vines of ducks. Duck Vines are the best. But, yes, Nokia announced yesterday that they are bringing a number of apps to the Windows Phone platform with their partners, including Hipstamatic Ogle.
Oh, I saw that.
Which they announced with the Lumia 925, but is actually launching with the 1020. There's also Vine, which is a big deal for many people, Path, and Flipboard. Flipboard, I'm looking forward to, if it comes to Windows Phone 7, which it won't. And Path, I don't know if anyone actually uses Path anymore.
Does anyone? Yeah, I didn't know anyone used Path.
Well, if you're a Path user, and a Windows Phone user, so like one person in the world, then your day has been made.
Oh.
I assume. But what something else Nokia is bringing to the platform is Nokia ProCam. It is...
Yeah, which looked pretty cool.
A camera application that you can select in settings to be your main camera application. And many have been saying it is probably the best camera interface even on any camera. Because it's quite reminiscent of the Samsung Galaxy camera interface with...
but not horrible.
Semicircles coming in from the right, and you can choose your different modes. But it's... Well, because it's not Samsung, it's actually clean interface design. It's speedy, and also lets you control every single bit of what you want to control. There is an option to... you can adjust white balance, the ISO, the exposure time up to 4 seconds, and exposure control as well. And because Nokia have programmed it in such a way that you can set it as your default camera application, holding down the camera button will launch ProCam. There's also auto modes, so you can tweak things, and a tutorial which teaches you what all the different things do if, like me, you have no idea what these things mean.
Okay.
It also shows you the changes that you're making live on the viewfinder, which, again, give you a better grasp of what the things actually do and let you fine-tune the shot. This app is also coming to the Lumia 920, 925, and 928, which is also intriguing, especially since the 925, or with the 925 launch, they made a big deal out of the smart camera application, which also comes installed on the 1020.
Oh.
And that was more of...
But that...
It's more, more a combination of the Camera Extras app that had existed before, with Action Shot, where you combine many shots into one, and face recognition and removal of people. So yeah, there's that as well. So, if you like cameras and taking photos in camera apps, then you have three installed by default on the 1020. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then, where Nokia have tried to make it into more of a proper camera phone than just a phone with a camera, or a phone with a really good camera, is with an accessory they're calling the Camera Grip. It's going to be going to cost $79.
That looks silly.
So it's not exactly cheap, but what it does...
Like how much, sir?
$79.
What? I feel that's too much.
But it comes in the same colours as the phone, so matte white, matte black, and matte yellow. Seriously, that matte yellow looks amazing.
That yellow looks awesome.
And the phone has a lanyard strap thing, so you can stick it on a thing and have it dangling off your wrist or neck. And then with the camera grip, it just adds a bulge onto the right-hand side. And obviously it still gives you the two-stage camera button. So you can take... So it's easier to hold when you're trying to take a picture. And something else they've done with this is incorporate an additional 1,020 mAh battery in there. So you can just use it as a... Well, it's another 50% battery capacity. While also giving you a case which many people will want if they're going for this phone. There's also a wireless charging back available. Again, same three colours, which doesn't include the charger. Doesn't include the camera grip or an additional battery, but of course lets you use any of the key. Is it? How do you pronounce it? You know the open battery standard for wireless charging, QI.
It's just QI, isn't it?
I've heard people say Qi and Qi.
Oh yeah, the Qi.
Okay, while Chris explodes, I will just carry on and say that it, with the wireless charging back, it doesn't really add any bulk to the back of the phone, as it doesn't protrude over the camera hump at all. And Daniel Rubino of Windows Phone Central said in his video with the cover that you can still feel the edges of the phone, but it's not, doesn't really add that much bulk to it. And potentially makes it more comfortable by flattening out the back. Then, of course, that lets you use all these chargers, like Nokia's plate thing, and the cushion, and the speakers, and... Yeah. It, of course, it's got an NF... 2 GB of RAM. It's the first Windows phone to support that.
Yeah,
RAM,
yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Which is presumably to help with the capture of large images.
Probably. Because you're going to have all that in the RAM.
Because the processor, the MSM8960, only supports up to 20 megapixel cameras. So
really?
Nokia worked with Qualcomm. I'm reading this from Brian Klug's excellent article on Anantech, which I'll put in the show notes. They...
Don't!
Sorry?
Never mind.
Alright.
Oh, damn
you. Nokia rewrote the entire imaging stack themselves. Yes, and then the next revision of Windows Phone, which should be out soon, out of the box, well, it supports the MSM8974 chip, which supports up to 55 megapixel cameras, so that's where Samsung's obviously going. I think the 1020, and like with the 808 before it, it's going to be, well, having the 41 megapixel tag is both the best and worst thing that can happen to Nokia. Because people who are still bought into the megapixel myth will see that figure and go crazy and think it's ridiculous and buy it. Potentially. However, many people now know it's about more than megapixels, and there are critics who say you don't need this many megapixels and it's just a waste of your money. And in fact, I saw someone point out on Twitter that every 1020 has twice as many pixels in the camera as Nokia has sold Lumias to date. Which is kind of a sad statistic. But also humorous. Let's look on the bright side of these things. But when people actually... I've not had a chance to use the phone myself, and I really want to, and...
Don't buy it, Zoe.
I may well end up selling a few kidneys to buy.
Buy the Moto X.
Well, okay, the Moto X is rumored to have this clear pixel camera, but that's not going to be any match for the...
Yeah, but you don't care about camera. Let's be serious. But how many pictures do you take a day?
That's not the point.
Less than one a day, I bet.
I want to be able to care about pictures.
Yeah, exactly, but you're not going to actually be taking that good pictures even with the Lumia.
What?
Like, they'll still be kind of crappy phone pictures, just not that crappy.
What I'm thinking is contract upgrade in February next year. By then, I'll be able to upgrade to it for free. That saves me having to buy a camera for however many millions of pounds cameras cost these days. And also, a fantastic phone. And yes, people...
Not a fantastic, a terrible OS.
Wait until you use Windows Phone on a daily basis. Then, because...
I use Android, so good.
Yes, but Windows Phone, the core experience, I find easily surpasses Android and iOS. It is the third-party ecosystem that is still lagging behind.
And yes, it is.
People look at the marketplace and see all sorts of rubbish apps populating the top lists. And it's a shame, because there are some fantastic apps on Windows Phone that I would argue are easily better than many of their iOS and Android compatriots. But they're just hidden away and people aren't downloading them for some reason. Like, some Windows Phone is the only platform to have a third-party client for Vine.
That's because Vine themselves don't support it. That's not good.
Well, they are doing it now. Well, soon.
Yes, and then no one would... You can't defend yourself. No.
But...
I need to go soon anyway, so...
Well, we're going to wrap this up soon, because there's not really much else to talk about since we've been through the 1020. And here's a question for you.
Okay.
If the Lumia 1020 ran Windows Phone... Well, okay, the Lumia 1020 runs a Windows Phone. If it ran Android 4.2 stock, would you buy it?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I don't need a giant camera. Fair and enough. I'd rather get one stock.
Fair enough.
Because the actual specs of it aren't that good, apart from the camera.
Well,
I couldn't really care about the camera.
Windows Phone utilises those specifications better than other platforms do.
Well, yeah. So if it ran Android, it would be kind of laggy.
Well, yeah.
Well, not laggy, but... That's true.
But, yes, it would be nice to see this running stock Android, but I do think that...
Buy an HD2, Xavier.
I'm not buying an HD2. That's a 4.3-inch WVGA phone.
But you can run Windows RT on it.
Okay. Why would you want to run Windows RT on anything?
Granted. You can run anything on it. Literally, I swear you can run basically anything.
Even Microsoft has seemingly acknowledged that Windows RT is not succeeding by announcing the Surface price cut last night.
Also, yeah, that basically did say...
Starting in Staples, the Surface RT now starts at $349 as opposed to $499. So, I don't know if that's going to help it sell, because Windows RT is still like a platform of doom. Even more than Windows Phone. So, no matter how bad Windows Phone... No matter how bad you may view Windows Phone, then it could always be worse. It could always be Windows RT. And I would wrap up on that point, but there's one more question. In the show on Tuesday, we had a question from one of our listeners, which was asking, Lumia 925 or Lumia 1020, which would you go for and why? Now that we have the full details of the 1020, including its pricing and just general knowledge about it, you went for the 1020 last time, would you still go for that?
Yeah, obviously.
Even with the, well, in America, $250 Gulf.
$250? Is the 925 really
$50? 925 is $50 on T-Mobile. And
yeah, exactly.
Of course, T-Mobile and the CEO, John Legere, they're crazy.
That man is amazing.
He has signed up for Twitter, and he is going crazy. And I can't even name one other CEO who actually uses Twitter, let alone goes absolutely crazy, retweets stuff like mad, and interacts with customers, and swears a lot.
He does swear an awful lot. Which I rate him for.
Yeah, he is... Well, he's just what T-Mobile in America needs, I think. Because the changes he's bringing in seem to be customer-centric, and also apparently popular, and the LTE, they're launching, or they're still rolling out all over the place, seems to be good LTE, so T-Mobile with their cheap phones and upgrades twice a year. They're crazy, but they could be onto something. And that's our show.
It is.
Chris, thank you for joining me once again. And you may have wondered why is our intrepid Nokia fanboy and Microsoft fanboy, I should say, Henry, why he's not with us today. He is still lying in a field somewhere.
No, he's coming back now.
He's coming back now?
Like, oh. Right now.
Well, he's missed out on the wonderment that is our...
The wonderment.
Our Lumia 1020 special. But if you have any questions for our next show, which will be back to the week in consumer technology, the world in general, and culture, then you can send them in to podcast@digizav.com or via Twitter @digizav or using the hashtag AskChris, which I've forgotten to check for this show.
No, did you forget? This is going to be blowing up.
Well,
there'll be like a million... Okay, that seems unlikely.
You can follow me on Twitter. I am @Zavdog. You can follow Henry on Twitter @Hunto21. You can follow Chris on MySpace.
GeoCities, my friend.
GeoCities. Does GeoCities even exist anymore?
I hope so.
Otherwise, you've just given them loads of free advertising.
Oh, yeah, we're big GeoCities advertisers. Yeah.
Don't forget, you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, where you can also rate and review us. So please just give us 5 stars if you loved us, 5 stars if you hated us.
5 stars all round.
Basically, 5. 5 is the number. The definitive number of megapixels that an oversampled image of the Lumia 1020 has. See, I've rolled it back to actual relevant news. And this is going on too long. So, thank you for joining us, and until next time, goodbye. Oh, Chris, don't you have a rap lyric for us?
I do, and it's from Mr. J Electronica. Call me J Electronica, fuck that, call me J Elec Hanukkah. J Elec Yarmulke. Wow, what lines? What lines?